Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everybody sitting up straight? Great! Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Well, it looks like we found Gwyneth. Gwyneth is live with us in Australia, and Kathy is with us. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you today?
Well, we were putting out a worldwide search party looking for you. And are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay? Fine. What happened last week was there was a big electrical storm in a direct line between us and the cell tower, which is about 60 kilometers. That would be, 40 miles away or something. And what happened was earlier on in the day, my cell phone was in a little backpack, and it got soaking wet because I got caught out of in a downpour, you know, an absolute, the sort of deluging downpour that sends like an inch and a half of rainfall on you within 15 minutes, that sort of thing. And it was about 40 millimeters. So, yeah, that would be about an inch and a half, wouldn't it? But after that, after the lightning storm, which was in the middle of the broadcast, my cell phone started malfunctioning. And I think it was either that the moisture got into the chipset or that it was some sort of an EMP effect or both. But that cell phone is now no longer working properly. And I'm back to the good old push button 3G backup dumb phone, which seems to be working just fine.
It's working even better than the smart version. I wanted to bring Kathy on. Kathy, you're on with Gwyneth, and I know you were concerned as well.
Oh, Gwyneth, I'm so glad to hear your voice. I'm glad you're okay.
I didn't have any cell phone credits either, so I couldn't call you back. You know, it's really falling apart here in Australia, and it's not just me. It's everybody, you know. Don't believe anything that the American media tells you in Australia about how Australia is doing just fine and we're you know, beating the coronavirus and all of this. But it's just not true. It's just not true because, you know, I asked a friend for a loan of some money so that I could get some cell phone credit. And my friend said, yeah, that'll be good. But she said, I've got to wait till my unemployment check comes through. And she never got back to me. And, you know, it's a possibility that she didn't get her unemployment check. I don't know what's happened. I still have to speak with her. But it's she's not vaccinated either. You know, I'm not vaccinated and she's not vaccinated, and I know for a fact that they have been cutting off people's unemployment checks who haven't got the jab. I know that for a fact. And, you know, they've also been cancelling their bank accounts. And I've also had problems on that front too, but that's not to do with the coronavirus. That's to do with paperwork problem with the bank. But it's everything's falling apart here, you know, and I'd like to go into some more detail on that later on in the broadcast, if you don't mind.
Yeah, that would be wonderful. You know, Kathy was telling me about some price increases and some unobtainium. And we found out that there's some things that are difficult to get. And maybe we could compare notes. The United States, Kathy is in Ohio, I'm in Missouri, and you're in Australia. Kathy, would you like to share with Gwyneth and the class what you are finding difficult to get right now?
I am finding, well, we are supposed to get a huge storm. It's starting to rain here. We could get anywhere from 12 to 20 inches, they're saying. It just depends on where we fall in the front. And this front is going all the way from New Mexico all the way into Canada. So it just depends on where you are, whether you're getting rain or snow. But I went out yesterday morning just to make sure that I had everything. And I did go to Sam's Club, and I went early. They were very low on meat. They had a little bit, but I would imagine once, because I have a membership where I can get in early, so I would imagine once those people went through, it was going to be gone for the average person. Produce was pretty low. The prices are up. I just, one of the things I found was one of our 3-pound cans of Folgers coffee. It used to be about $8.99, like at our local grocery store. I believe it's $13 or $14 now for that same can. It's sporadic. It's a supply chain. You know, sometimes there's like no soup or cream cheese is completely gone. And then it will come in a little, it trickles in. So I think you have to be there at certain times to get what you need. Eggs, I know they said there was problems with eggs for a while. That was low. You know, sometimes they'll have milk and they'll have like maybe whole and 2%, but then they won't have any of the other. And I sent some pictures to Vince that our local grocery store, their produce, and it could have been because of the storm, but there was like 2 packages of strawberries left. There was no oranges, no lettuce. There was a little bit of like celery and things, but, you could get random things, but that could be from the storm, because I know people know they're going to be inside for at least 3 or 4 days. But the prices are, the meat is really high. Cleaning supplies have all gone up. It's just everything. If you track your prices, you can just see that every time you go to the store, it can be anywhere from 20 to 50% higher. And the other thing that I was reading is cotton is going up, and the one manufacturer said it could go anywhere from 30 to 200% increase.
Wow.
Gwyneth, how does that compare to what's happening in Australia? Are you seeing similar things?
Well, I haven't actually had a check into my bank account in 6 months. Almost 5 or 6 months or thereabouts. When I was on the phone to the bank, they said, yeah, we noticed that you haven't had any transactions since last September into your bank account. And I think I had one around about October out of my bank account. So I haven't been out to the supermarket terribly much. It might have been October, November, December or somewhere around then. I think I had one trip to the supermarket. But what I'm hearing over the radio is that bare shelves are becoming a fact of life. There's just a lot of things that are unobtainable. We had here in Australia, we had a big tropical cyclone, which is what we call hurricanes here in our country. Blew across what's called the top end, which is Queensland, the top of Queensland and the top of the Northern Territory. And it did a sort of a fish hook around into the red centre of Australia near where Ayers Rock is. And it took out the one major highway that runs through, right through the centre of Australia, called the Stuart Highway. And there are no other roads through the centre, right through the centre of Australia. I mean, there's bush tracks, but major highways, there's only one, and that's the Stuart Highway. And it was completely obliterated by this tropical cyclone and the rail line. And it's been that way for weeks and weeks. And that's meant that food deliveries and all freight deliveries have had to do a 3,000-kilometre detour through Queensland to get from Adelaide to Darwin. So, and all of the towns that are along this highway, they have been unable to, or they were unable to receive grocery deliveries and freight deliveries for weeks, days and days and days, or weeks, maybe a couple of weeks. And that has meant that there's been no meat supplies to there's been no meat supplies between Darwin and Adelaide. One of them is a major processing centre, and the other one, I think, a lot of the meat in Australia, because the top end has a huge cattle industry, and a lot of the meat is processed outside of Darwin and then shipped down the highway to Adelaide and then on to the eastern states from there, and also to West Australia. And the rail line's been out. Everything's been out by this cyclone, and that's the same cyclone that caused the weather event that we got here last week that caused electrical storms. Like I said, it, one way or another, it took out my cell phone, and it's just been chaos here in the way of freight for the last week or two here in Australia. Because the other thing that's come across, and this was actually on this, I've managed to find some decent talkback radio shows here in Australia, but they're not 100% okay. They tend to hammer the jabby, let's just say. I don't want to talk too much about this, but they are hammering the jabby here in Australia. And they tend to toe the political line of whatever the government tells them to, because that's where their funding comes from. But they've said that the roads, it seems as if that the roads are just about made out of chewing gum. That's the word that has been used. They said, yeah, and you've had truck drivers come on the talkback shows, and they've said it used to be that roads were good once they were maintained. They were good for 30 or 40 years, but now it's 6 months, 5 months, 4 months, however long. You know, as soon as a big hot spell hits, the road just turns to chewing gum, and that's it. And what that means is that the tar melts, okay? And this has been an Australian thing for a long time. This is not recent. You know, this has always been an Australian thing because the weather here is so hot. I mean, it's completely normal for us to have 40 degrees centigrade days for weeks at a time during the summer. But, you know, the fact that there's actually gigantic potholes beginning to form in major highways here in Australia, and nothing's being fixed.
We're going into a break. We'll be right back. Kathy's with us. Gwyneth's with us. And your dial is set correctly, too.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. you could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Gwyneth's with us, and Kathy's with us. Gwyneth, you said something very, very important, and you mentioned that the temperatures can be going on 40 degrees centigrade for weeks at a time in Australia. Class, that's 104 degrees Fahrenheit. And if it's that warm and the sun is beating down on a blacktop road, the road temperatures can get much, much higher. That's so hot that you can't touch it. Actually, so hot that you can't touch the tires. Now, fortunately, when the tire goes across the road, only the contact patch actually touches the road. And during the interval when the tire does not contact the road, the surrounding air, as the car moves down the road, the air tends to cool off the tires so they don't explode. But I have seen twice in my life tires that were sitting in the sun that were properly inflated that just exploded. Boom. They just blew up, literally. Not even moving, just tires on vehicles that were parked, and because the sun was so hot. So this is a big deal. And this chewing gum type road is going to, in my opinion, chew up a lot of tires and cause them to fail. Now, if you hit a pothole while you're traveling and your tires are really hot, there's even more potential for a tire blowing. So I can see that tire consumption is going to go way up just based on what you said, Gwyneth. Any comments?
Yeah, there's another comment that was on talk radio, ABC 774, which is the regional Australian Broadcasting Corporation radio around here. And they said Victoria has 150,000 kilometers of roads, okay? And the, who was it? Scott Morrison, I think, or some politician went on the radio and he had a press conference, or on the TV and had a press conference, and was patting himself on the back because he had just approved funding for 600 kilometres of road repairs over a six-month period. And somebody figured out how long that would take to actually fix every road in Victoria, which most of them need fixing to some degree or other, because of the, you know, I don't know what it is, but the pothole thing. Are you having the pothole thing where you are? Where they fix a pothole, sure, and then like 3 months later, I'm not even kidding, it slides back in the same place or in a place just down the road. And these are not small potholes. These might be 6 inches deep. You know, and there was a caller on the radio, and he called it, and he said, oh, yeah, I'm a truck driver. These are a big problem, you know. And we are aware. I think he was a medium rigid driver. You know, that's the sort where instead of having a trailer, they have a box directly attached to the rigid tractor. Does that make sense? I don't know what they call them in America.
Yeah. I believe the condition you're talking about is caused by the shock absorbers and the springs on trucks. So what happens is as a vehicle drives forward, it hits the first small pothole. And the spring on that corner of the vehicle, whether it be a car or a truck, compresses. And as the vehicle comes out of the pothole, the spring forces the tire back down. So you hit the first pothole, and as you travel forward, the car's suspension slams the car's wheel and tire down again, so it causes another small pothole, and as it continues going forward, another one. And so you have boom, 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 pothole after pothole after pothole after the first pothole. So one pothole begets a whole family of potholes all in a line. Are you seeing that in your neck of the woods? Is that what you're talking? Is that one of the things you're talking about?
Possibly, yeah. I didn't know about that particular phenomenon, but it makes sense. You know, because they tend to migrate down the road.
Right, right. Kathy, when we come back, I'd love to hear, are you seeing those in Ohio as well? We'll be right back.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Defund the police policies throughout the United States continue to have negative effects on law enforcement in this nation. An off-duty rookie NYPD cop was shot and hospitalized when two suspects tried to steal his car as he was driving to work in Queens last night. The two suspects were arrested. And yesterday, in Bridgewater, Virginia, two campus police officers were murdered at a school of 1,500 students. David Bushman is the president of Bridgewater College.
They were very well known to students. They were always seen together. Their relationship was very close as well, and so it's meaningful. So we feel this very deeply.
Punxsutawney Phil, the seer of seers, the prognosticator of all prognosticators, was gently lifted from his burrow at 7:25 a.m.
Punxsutawney Phil reported seeing his shadow for six more weeks of winter. USA Radio News.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
As many Americans believe we should have boycotted the Winter Olympics in China based on their human rights records and slavery against the Uyghurs in China, Republican Senator from Tennessee Marsha Blackburn on Newsmax says the Chinese Communist Party is only interested in corporate sponsorships and worldwide attention from the reward of hosting an Olympics.
We know that the Chinese Communist Party is not that interested in Biden's response to a diplomatic boycott of the Olympics. All they're wanting are the TV cameras and the corporate sponsorships to be there so that they can showcase Beijing. We know that there are some people, it is reported, that have been put under arrest and they're not going to be able to protest. There has been a censorship purification project of the Internet. All stories are going to have to be approved by the Chinese Communist Party. This is every bit part of their propaganda. We're fully aware of that. And, you know, Rob, you've heard me say time and again over the past year, we should have had the USA Freedom Games so that our athletes would not have been deprived of the opportunity to compete.
It should be noted the Tokyo Olympics were postponed for a year because of the pandemic, and with the same surge going on in China right now, the Chinese somehow avoided a postponement. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's going to be sliding. When you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. Kathy's with us live in Ohio. And we're talking about potholes and this phenomenon of the high temperatures in Australia at times that can reach 104 degrees Fahrenheit, and how the sun's rays cause the road blacktop to become like chewing gum. And we're talking about the effect of potholes and how they're hard to fix, etc. Kathy, are you seeing potholes in lousy roads, poor road maintenance, and the inability to keep the roads in good repair in Ohio as well?
No, not right now. Sometimes we get it after the winter when we've had like the freeze-thaw cycle go on. Ohio is pretty good about their roads. There's kind of a joke. If you cross the Michigan line and go north into Ohio, you could instantly tell you're in Michigan. The roads are rougher. There's potholes. We lived up there for a few years while my husband got transferred. And I remember listening to the radio then, and they were always trying to build potholes. And one of the workers made a comment when somebody questioned him. I think he was a former worker. And he said that it was job security to keep repairing the potholes because they used an inferior product from one of the factories, from what he had said. So you can tell right away when you go into Michigan, you can be driving along and on a side street or not even, I mean, not the expressway, but other streets, and you'll go from paved to gravel to dirt. And then you might pick up gravel again or a paved road again. Their roads are horrible, but Ohio is actually pretty good. Our turnpike they are constantly repairing it. I think there's three or four lanes, and if you really have to go somewhere, there's no potholes. They really do keep that in good shape. But we do get them at the end of the winter. But, Vince, I had a question for you. You were talking about the potholes. You know, sometimes when you're driving, you just don't see it in time, and you hit it. Is there anything that you can do? I mean, obviously, if you could slow down, that's better. But what does someone do if you're in that situation where maybe you hit it? Is there any way to, like, see if you've done any damage?
Well, what you can do to minimize the potential for damage is if you can step on the brakes pretty hard without locking up your wheels. You know, you don't want to have the guy behind you crash into you. But if you can safely slow down quickly, that is the number one thing to do. However, just as you're approaching that pothole, a few feet before it, off the brakes. So you use the brakes to slow down as much as possible, then get off the brake because you don't want that wheel to go into the pothole, lock up, because now it could be less traction on that tire because you've just went from a flat surface into a hole. So there's a transition point where there's less traction on that wheel. The wheel has a potential to lock up that one particular corner of the car. And then when you hit the pothole on the far side of the pothole, that wheel's not moving. That tire's not moving. And you can damage the tire and wheel assembly more than if you didn't use the brake. So the idea is to slow down as much as possible, off the brake as you hit the pothole or just before you hit the pothole and then come out of it. And what I do is I don't hold the steering wheel really firmly because I want that pothole to direct where that wheel is going to go so that it minimizes the damage to the wheel and the tire. That's what I do. Now, it doesn't mean that I'm being careless and I'm going to let the car get thrown off the road. I just have very little control over the steering wheel. I let it go where it wants to go, but I've got my hands over the steering wheel, you know, within there's friction between my hands and the steering wheel. That's for sure. But if the pothole is going to jerk the steering wheel, I let it do that. I don't keep the steering wheel tight so that I cause more damage. So that's what I do. The other thing I do when I drive is I don't look right at the bumper of the car in front of me. What I do is I look through their rear windshield, over their hood, over their roof, and I look several cars in front of the car in front of me. So I can anticipate where I'm going and what I need to do. And if you train your eyes to do this, what happens is it becomes a natural thing. But most people focus near. They focus on the guy right in front of them. But they don't see the guy in front of that guy slamming on the brakes. So just as a tip for driving, look where you want to go farther than really where you normally look. And it's really a good habit. The other thing is, it really doesn't buy you anything when you rubberneck the guy in front of you. And that's the term that they used to use on the radio. They'd say drivers are rubbernecking. What that really means is they are bumper to bumper, side to side, and they're all jammed in there. What I do is I allow way more room than most other drivers between me and the guy in front of me. That gives me more time to react, more time to pull left, pull right, and I'm constantly looking in my rearview mirror and side view mirrors and straight ahead so that I know that if the guy in front of me or several cars in front do something crazy, I've got a place to escape without getting crashed into by the guy behind me. So that's kind of how I drive. I don't know if that answered your question, but if I did hit a pothole, and I did think there's a possibility for damage, pulling off the road is obviously a choice. But with today's drivers, you might get run into by a Tesla. And I'm not exaggerating. Teslas are actually known now for driving into parked things like concrete barriers, 18-wheelers, police vehicles, ambulances. So if they're stopped on the side of the road, Teslas can run right into you. So I'd be really, and other people can too. I mean, people who aren't paying attention looking at the phones can crash into you as well. But I'd be really careful about pulling off to the side of the road for many, many reasons. One is being carjacked, another's being run into, another's being run over, another's when you open the door, the guy coming up behind you doesn't see it and takes off your door. I mean, a lot of things can go wrong. So the safest place you can be is in your car. I don't know if that answered your question or not, Kathy.
Yes, absolutely, Vince. Could I make a comment here?
Absolutely.
Okay. Here in Australia, I have something that I personally call Skippy Radar. And you might not know who Skippy is in Australia, but they used to have a TV show here in Australia, and it was called Skippy the Bush Kangaroo. And it was a children's show, and it was about a kangaroo that lived in a national park and, you know, was friendly, sort of like a kangaroo version of Flipper. Okay. But ever since then, which this show was in the 1960s, Skippy has been the nickname for every kangaroo out there in the forest. And there's millions of them. Honestly, I mean, there I go again. I shouldn't say that. There's probably more kangaroos in Australia than what there are people. Okay. Definitely. But what I call Skippy Radar is that you keep an eye on the road in front of you, but you also have your peripheral vision. And I'm aware there's not many kangaroos running around in the United States, but this probably also works for deer, okay? So you have your eyes going radar fashion backwards and forwards, not just watching the middle of the road, but watching the shoulders and even watching into the forest or into what's happening on the sidewalk. If you're in an urban area, on either side of the road, and up to, in rural areas, up to several kilometres ahead, you can train yourself and, you know, maybe half a mile ahead, conservatively, you know, because it just depends on how straight the road is and how far ahead you can see. But you might be able to see half a mile ahead. And you can train yourself to scan the shoulders of the road and the forest on either side of the shoulders of the road, the footpath, and so on and so forth, so that you can see often the wildlife coming bounding out of the forest. And you can see because wildlife has particular tracks that it takes through the forest. It doesn't just randomly walk through the forest. So you get to know the places where the kangaroos, and we do have deer here in Australia as well, so it could be deer, come bounding out of the forest, not looking where they're going,
and into the middle of the road. And in urban areas, it might be pedestrians. So if you're driving along in an urban area and you're watching the pedestrians on either side of the road, you'll be able to see the guy who's watching his cell phone and not watching where he's going. And you might be able, you will be able to say, right, I better be careful of this guy because he might just randomly do a right-angle turn and step out into the traffic without realizing what he's doing. And people are doing that, and they're getting killed that way. You know, it's just ridiculous. But that's what I call skippy radar. And back when I was driving, I haven't been driving for quite some years. I think about 2016 was the last time that I was driving an automobile, although I had my driver's license up until quite recently. But, you know, for one reason or another, I decided that I wasn't going to drive anymore. Thank you, Blue Team. I'm being sarcastic. They're really awful around here, and they were actually making it dangerous for me to drive. So I decided to not drive anymore. And, but yeah, when I was driving, I found that that was a very, very useful strategy. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Absolutely. And you mentioned that Skippy is a well-known name in Australia for Skippy the Kangaroo. Now, in the United States, Skippy is also pretty well-known. It happens to be the brand name of Jeffrey Epstein's favorite peanut butter.
Oh, no. Does it have a kangaroo on the front of it? It used to be a brand of cornflakes here.
But what I said is absolutely true. Jeffrey Epstein's required that his pantry was stocked with Skippy chunk style peanut butter all the time. But there was something that I wanted to mention, and Kathy might have heard about this. Yesterday, there was a national outage of a telephone application that's pretty popular, and it was the Walmart curbside pickup application. And we were told by an employee that it was a national outage. The phone app blew up. I'll tell you what that
means. Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth is in Australia. Kathy's in Ohio. And I am in Missouri. Kathy, have you heard of this outage for the Chinese factory outlet having their app down for curbside pickup?
I did, Vince. And one of the comments that I read, and I can't verify it, but one of the people said it might have to do with the latest Google Chrome update. People were having trouble with certain websites, so they were changing their browsers. And Microsoft Edge apparently was one. I don't know if it's fixed it. I haven't gone back and checked it. But one of the comments I read was, I will give it a try when trying to change the browser. She said, I need food. So, yeah, I don't know what you, on your end, Vince, what you saw.
Well, what we heard from an employee at Walmart was the app was down nationally. And here's the point, the reason I brought this up, and this doesn't just apply to just Walmart and just the United States. This is a worldwide concern of mine, that if you put all your eggs in one basket and that basket doesn't work, what are you going to do? So what you really should do is, you know, when the weather gets bad, instead of saying, well, the weather's going to be bad tonight or tomorrow and go out shopping, it would have been a good thing to have whatever you needed before you learned about the weather event. You should have it. Preparedness is having what you need before you need it. That's really what it is. And that's why we talk about gardening. That's why we talk about canning. That's why we talk about food storage. That's why we talk about having spare parts and the skills and the tools necessary to survive. That's what this is. And having a cell phone that can go down because a cell tower can get hit by lightning, and your app to contact Walmart to buy food is dependent on the cell tower and your cell phone and the app and all the employees showing up at work and the weather conditions being, conducive to getting to Walmart There are a lot of things that have to go right for you to get to use your app. I would not put all my eggs in that basket. That's my point. So have what you need before you need it. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, I would absolutely agree. And people might be wondering out there in the class, how is it that Gwyneth's saying that she hasn't had a check since September? And I'm not starving, okay, because I'm living off the food that my garden produces. That's what I've been living off. And, you know, and also the food that I've had stored in my cupboards and, you know, my pantry and in boxes in the laundry and such like. And it is beginning to get tight. But I'm also constantly putting in new crops. So as one crop finishes, the other crop begins, and then you get to a point where you say, right, well, I'm not going to harvest from that crop anymore. I'm going to let it go to seed so that I've got seed for the next year. And this is it. And you can live that way. And like I say, I'm heading into the 6 months now. So September, October, November. It would have been about mid-September, actually, that I received my last check. So mid-October, mid-November, mid-December, mid-January, yeah, heading into the 5th month. So 5 months without a check. Now, how would any of you in the class out there be if you had to go 5 months without a check in your account? And I won't say that it's been easy. But I'm still here, and I haven't starved, and I'm still in good health. And, yeah, so it's just, you know, hanging out for... but it's mostly that I've put a crop in called sorghum. And it's a type of grain. It's a dryland grain. And I'm really, really hanging out for the sorghum to start making grain so that I can start to feed the grain to my chickens, because at the moment they're living on all sorts of bits and bobs and odds odds, and they're not laying at the moment because they're not getting the grain. And I was able to have another supply of grain for a while, and I said beauty, and I thought that would continue on, but it didn't. Partly because of lockdowns and partly because of other situations. But it's something where we're all still here and we're going to make it through. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, it does. Kathy, you're certainly welcome to stay with us throughout the broadcast if time permits. Your call. And I've got some more questions for Gwyneth. Do you?
Yeah, I can stay for a little bit, Vince. That's fine.
That sounds wonderful. That sounds wonderful, class. So your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares, and let's talk a little bit about dog food. I asked Rich about dog food. Do you have any trouble getting dog food? And he said, yeah.
Boy.
I'll
discuss that topic, yeah.
Yeah.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.